This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Justin was talking a little while ago about the macro story on what's driving food prices higher, but there is a micro story too. People, farmers in this case, deciding when and why to reprint the price tags on their produce. Here is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Scott Snare. I own Rainbow Island Produce. We're a hydroponic lettuce and greens farm in Hilo, Hawaii. I purchased the business in the last quarter of 2019. All the customers really were the local restaurants. So it was a lot of wholesale accounts. So I had only a full quarter before we started to see a reduction in travel. Man, there was a fall off a cliff I can't even put into numbers, or at least I don't like to look at those numbers. There were a couple times where it really seemed like things were coming back. The sales might rebound a little bit and I'd plant a bunch more, and then the next week they would fall off, but I've already got my farm planted out. Even before I owned it, I knew that the product was undervalued. I ended up deciding to raise prices, and that just coincidentally came about a month before we started locking things down. The initial benefit was it allowed me to hire an employee. That was huge as far as it helped, you know, eliminated some little errors, being behind schedule and stuff. You know, if I hadn't raised prices, I would not have been able to support the employee or probably even myself. It's so hard to tell if we're just in another boom that's going to bust. You know, it does feel like this most recent recovery is a little more promising. So I guess all I can do is hope for continued progress towards a, you know, more consistent and improving financial outlook for Hawaii Island.
That was Scott Snare in Hilo, Hawaii. You know, this series only works with help from listeners like you and like Scott. Tell us about your economy, would you? You can do it at marketplace.org.